That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. How's everybody out there tonight? My question is, did you get your gardens in yet? Because you're going to need them this year. We're on Let's Find Out. We're on the most wonderful radio station. It is only dedicated to raising everybody's vibration, bbsradio.com. We hope to help people from asleep begin to awake. And tonight, I've got a very special guest that is going to talk about getting us beyond that, out of the astral plane and into the real universe. The astral plane, many people do their readings from, but the astral plane can be very limiting. And we all talk about vibration. Everybody knows that you have to raise your vibration. And my theory is you have to go within. You have to go within in order to raise the vibration without. That's just natural law. Natural law. So that came before Abraham. I just want to tell you that our purpose is to offer practical guidance for living healthy, happy, and benevolent lives, to provide all forms for those who want to speak to us from the other dimensions and the other realities, to provide to celebrate our emergence into multidimensionality and our reconnection to the rest of creation. If anybody watched 60 Minutes tonight, you found out that there are ships, that there always have been, and that there are a lot of them, and that our military have not been able to find out who they are because they can't keep them in one place long enough. This one ship appeared in front of a pilot, and he tried to snap a picture of it. It was gone. It disappeared right in front of him. and they located it 60 miles away in 2 seconds. So these people, whoever they are, from whatever planet they are, do not have motors. They don't use gasoline. They don't have wings. And they don't travel the way that we usually do. Once I had a dream. I think it was as I was beginning to write the book Unlimited Realities back in the early 80s. And I dreamt that I was on a spacecraft with my son, Vance, and that we were going to the center of the Milky Way. It was so real. The dream was so real. And I realized how they did it. You know, pilots have to use longitude and longitude, and that's how they lock in their travel route. Well, these people used longitude and latitude in a different way. They used rays of light, and the different color rays took them to different directions. So they would key in their ray of light, and they would just go along this ray of light, and nobody saw anything. It was profound. I still wonder today if that could be really true. We have to remind ourselves that our love, our light, and our sense of humor will carry us through to adventures of forever. Bring information about the truth and our eternal nature, which is so precious, the origin, the ultimate purpose, and the future of the human race. I know we're going through some hard times, the collective crossroads. We're at a collective consciousness crossroads. And we are in astrology, too. I find that knowing astrology, along with the psychic gifts, makes everything sensible. When something happens, if it happens on the full moon or on the new moon, then it makes sense. Sometimes I don't know why, but I know the energy is there. So tonight we're going to talk about energy, and my guest tonight is Vanessa Orr. She's from my state of Texas, the big state with the big hats, which I love. And how are you tonight, Vanessa?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So tell us about Full Soul Readings. I think that's a wonderful title of your website. And how it came about, because to say Full Soul Readings lets me know automatically that you have gone beyond the astral plane.
That's true. Full Soul Readings was rather spontaneous. It was quite intuitive. And I was asked on other shows and given a show, and it needed a title. And that was one of the... I knew that was going to be the title, and it was accepted by the producers. So that's really how it came about. I didn't even realize what I had selected. But I have been pursuing my full soul, pursuant to a very fractured soul. Yes, we know when we go through trauma in life, we lose that. We lose portions and splinters of the soul. It literally splinters and hides in the underworld.
Actually, so that it doesn't. What it does is it has a thumbprint of the pain, and the pain pushes into the soul and creates a dent, and it can't become whole again until that is healed. That is why we have Akashic Records, and that is why doing present and past life regression is so important.
I agree. I quite perhaps have studied differently. So I think there's probably different facets to what you know and different facets to what I know. I've studied a lot of metaphysical literature and studied with shaman around.
Good.
Yes, yes. And so quite possibly there could be two realms to where the soul goes. I will tell you that I have found the soul, fractured souls in the underworld. I didn't ever really think I would go there, but since we were talking about astral planes, and of course there's celestial plane, there's also the underworld. But you and I have a different understanding of soul fracture, and I do soul retrieval for people. That does help quite a bit, and soul retrieval for animals too.
And I think that's wonderful.
Right.
And when they hide, you say they just go to the lower vibration. Now, there's a line of demarcation. I do not know where or what it is, but I do know that below this line, there is no light. There is only darkness. And
yes.
There's a lot of trapped souls there. As a matter of fact, Paramahansa Yoganandaji has written about it. And for you to go down there and come back again is amazing. It's really a gift, because if you're doing that work, you know as well as I do that you could get trapped there, mm-hmm. albeit for your wonderful higher guides that are beyond the astral plane, that are in the plane of light, probably
well,
the sixth dimension.
Oh, right. Well, see, now there's something I didn't know. What you say is so. Also, in this line of work, I also conduct physical mediumship readings, where what you're talking about is that, you know, tethering to your higher guides, as you said. I also tether with people here on earthly plane, because oftentimes, as you might gather, you are wanted by the sources that are accessing you so that they can deliver the information. So what am I saying is that sometimes I have clients who come to me and say, I want to literally speak with my deceased wife or my deceased husband or my deceased somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I will set up a session, but what I do is it's a surrogate situation where the dead do access me and I step aside as a physical medium and they use my voice box and they use my body and they communicate through me to the client.
I want to add something a little bit exciting to that.
Mm-hmm, okay.
You have the ability, although you may not be aware, of having lots of, I'm going to call them wires coming out of your body. They're actually rays of light. And you are able to go to the different pods. There are millions of pods, and every soul at their vibration level goes home to their pod when they drop the body. So what you're doing is you're accessing the pod from the mother to the daughter unconsciously, so that when you are ready to have the channel come in, you found their pod, or you couldn't do it. I think that's amazing.
It is amazing. Can I point something out to you about a recent case? It was amazing to me. I was reading your book. I have it right here. It was on page 144.
Which book?
It is Unlimited Realities that we were...
Yes, okay.
Yes, and I got to the autobiography of a yogi by... Mm-hmm. Yes.
Paramahansa Yogananda.
Exactly. And that was on a Thursday at about 3:30. And I was scheduled to do this reading, the surrogate reading for the physical, you know, access by the dead for the living, for the widow. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was amazing. As I was reading the sentence, the deceased gentleman showed up. That happens at my house a bit, you know, especially when there's a scheduled reading. I will mm-hmm. start talking to the dead to say, you know, honestly, I know this sounds a little odd to some of the odd.
You talk to the raised
soul. Okay. Well, I talk to the dead. So, but I will go along with what you're saying here. The rays that you're talking about. Yes. Yeah, so really quickly, right when I read that, he showed up. And it made perfect sense, because this is exactly what this gentleman was trying to convey to me for probably 4 years, you know, sporadic readings over the 4 years that this client has been accessing me. And it was the most remarkable reading 2 days later, because that revelation from your book, I took it as a wonderful sign, Elizabeth, was exactly what I needed in order to make this reading a success 2 days later.
And wonderful to hear, because I try to have all my books teach, and I try to have you raise your vibration as you're reading the book, and I believe you really can.
Yes, I agree.
Very exciting.
Your books are so well written. I really appreciate having the opportunity to read them.
Oh, thank you. I think they're very detailed, and it's funny. They're a resource, and that's what I intend them to be. And what is the reason for your work? Well, how are you inspired on a daily basis?
It's interesting because the clients inspire me. The people that direct message me or post on my Instagram, I just have one social media platform, that's it. That's what inspires me. But the catalyst behind it is that I wanted to be full soul. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be healed and I wanted answers. And I remember back in October, I think it was 2010, I think I heard, your healing will be unconventional. I was in my
Very
office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it has been, and I have pursued so many different platforms as well as, you know, as you have. And it was for me. I was just doing it to heal me. Reiki, becoming a certified Reiki healer, that was only for me. And I can't begin to tell you how it's helped hundreds of other people and animals.
Yes, it's invaluable. Yeah. But you know what the next step is?
Mm.
The next step is the spiritual chakras. And I am so honored to have been brought that information in, because that's what's going to finish healing you. That's what's going to finish healing everybody. And it's just fabulous that we have that information now. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're on Let's Find Out. I'm on with Vanessa Orr, who is a wonderful psychic medium, and we are taking calls tonight. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. So think of a question, give us a call, and we'll be right back after our weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of May 17th through May 23rd, 2021. What's going on? What in the world is the universe doing with these absolutely fiery, confusing energies? These are the questions that are being asked the third week in May. This week brings nonstop, simultaneous, and challenging aspects of confusion, along with a little bit of change and some hope. With the Jupiter shift into Pisces, there is a continual anxious, giddy feeling that we are all sensing, and that we are finally beginning to turn a corner without knowing exactly where we're going. Monday kicks off the week with a lazy start. It will be a struggle to get up and get a good start on Monday morning, because the energetic sun makes harmonious trine to Pluto, and you just want to linger in bed, meditate, and allow yourself to go into deeper emotional levels. This is called reflection time. Although astrologers tend to talk badly about death and rebirth, Pluto, the god of the underworld, is known as the boss from hell when it's in Capricorn, which is where it is right now. But Capricorn helps you gain and stand in your power. It gives you strength to make the changes that you haven't already been able to make. You think about it, but you haven't had the courage. So this time you're going to get a little push. Go ahead and do it. It's going to be just fine. Think of Archangel Michael using his sword to cleanse away anything that gets between you and the one source of all that is. The Taurus Sun quickly comes to the rescue, adding a large dose of motivation and energy to just get the job done. Let's get it over with so that we can create new beginnings and a positive path to walk. A lunar T-square between Uranus and Saturn on Tuesday brings the energy of wanting to forge ahead and embrace the new, and those who want to just stand still and stop everything and stay in the status quo. They want to stay there forever. Luckily, the moon sextiles to Venus and Mercury add a spirit of cooperation and understanding that loosens things up a little bit and creates a little bit of movable energy to this standoff. Another T-square follows on Wednesday, this time in the mutable signs, between Virgo Moon and Taurus Sun, and the recent movement of Jupiter into Pisces. Wednesday evening brings help to diplomatically discuss the boundaries or the challenges that are going on. By this time, Venus is in harmony with Sirius Saturn. There may be some suspicion and paranoia about some bold new energies that could shake up the established order. This brings some petty attempts to control things along with passive aggression. In the early evening, Venus trines Saturn in the more rational air sign and reestablishes a sense of stability and self-esteem. Don't overload your nervous system on Thursday and Friday. The moon is in critical Virgo and the sun moves into mental overload Gemini. And both are ruled by Mercury, meaning that Mercury is the boss of both of these signs. Don't overcommit yourself and allow some gaps in your already overcommitted schedule. The moon moves into social Libra on Saturday. Although socializing and romance are favored, it's still wise to call it an early night on Saturday as mental Mercury challenges sleepy Neptune. Also make sure that you do not get caught in fantasy thinking or believe everything that you hear. Friday is another new day and yet another new mutable square. This time it's between the moon, Neptune, and Mercury, which is joined by the sun squaring Jupiter. Once again, this energy digs down deep and brings up feelings of distrust against these new changes or perhaps a new upstart in your office. Fortunately, a lunar trine fights back with force and confidence. The weekend brings in some equally mixed and confusing energy. Mercury square to Neptune is offset by the moon's trine to Saturn on Saturday. Saturn turns retrograde at 14 degrees Aquarius on early Sunday morning and stays there until October. A sacred Sabian symbol for this degree and something to meditate on is a train entering a tunnel. A train symbolizes a very strong person and connects people between places. And a tunnel represents going within to bring in your extra deep, strong power. So, connect with your inner self to help you rather than doing it the old-fashioned hard way of trying to climb over that mountain. A softer edge comes when the moon in Libra trines Venus and Mercury in energetic Gemini, making it an excellent day for visiting, texting, and lounging around and hanging out with the gang. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to talk with me or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Please leave a message with your phone number, and I'll get back to you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Vanessa Orr.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. Tonight my guest is Vanessa Orr from Texas. Tomball, isn't that right, Vanessa?
It is right, yes.
Okay, and that's done by Houston?
It is, yes.
Good. So I should come to Texas and do a lecture for people. So
yes.
If you guys are in Texas and you want me to come, let me know. I am coming out for a week in July to see my friends. But I can come out in the fall, and we can do some really powerful work, including meditations.
Yes.
So we were going to talk about what's coming. What's coming on the 26th of May is one of the most powerful full moons we've had since the 1800s. It's in Sagittarius. It's in 5 degrees Sagittarius. And it's going to be the largest supermoon this year. And it is the first eclipse of this year. And it is goodbye. That's all she wrote. It is farewell. So if you're stuck, if you've been wanting to change jobs, you've been wanting to change partners, you've been wanting to, maybe you've been wanting to have a child, or you've been wanting to end a negative situation, this full moon will do it. It comes in on the 26th, and then on the 28th, Mercury retrogrades. So you have to remember that whatever comes to you in those 2 days, you need to go slow. If you get your promotion, if you get your raise, if you get an opportunity to totally change your life, this is the time to grab it, because that's what this full moon does. And there's a Sabian symbol for the full moon. I love the Sabian symbols. And the symbol is a train entering a tunnel. Now, the train, of course, is you driving the train, but it's a powerful train. It would be like a leader, because a car is the average person. But when you go to a train, you've got more power. So it's leadership going into a tunnel where you can't see anything until you get to the other side. So we're going through a bit of darkness, but when we get to see the light at the end of the tunnel, we will have grown spiritually tremendously. So I think this is very exciting. Everybody, you should keep a journal about what happens, because it's going to be neat through the summer. We're going to have a very, very hot summer and probably a turbulent one in the cities. So, Vanessa, are there any resources or even advice that have really helped you on your journey?
Yes, absolutely. I write everything down that I want. I guess you could say it's a prayer journal. And I pray. And I do access scripture. It is part of my practice as a psychic and a medium.
And we do have a caller. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Joshua's on the phone.
Oh, all
and
right.
His birthday is May 28th.
Happy birthday.
He's from South Carolina. Charleston. I know Charleston, South Carolina. How are you, Joshua? Are you there?
I am. I'm well. I hope you are.
Oh, we are. Did you have a question for Vanessa?
Yeah. So, Vanessa, you and I have family friends in common, I do believe might be the best way to put it. But I specifically am calling. My wife and I moved to Charleston back in September of last year to take a job at a church down here. And it's been a interesting, might be the nice and mild way to put it. And so in the midst of all of this, we're trying to kind of figure out to whether to stay put for a period of time and just kind of wait it out, or to move forward, because she's expecting our first son that's due in July, the 1st of July. And so we're kind of, you know, it's one of those weird places where you're trying to figure out whether to stay put, whether to move forward, or what to do in between. So I would love to get your wisdom and thoughts on that.
Well, thank you, Joshua. And I have to admit to Joshua and a couple of the listeners out there, if not everyone, that I am aware of this situation, this blessing that Joshua is facing, Joshua and his wife. And I have already done a reading on this. I'm just honored that you called in tonight, Joshua. So thank you. The answer.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I'm honored. And I am very honored. I have been shown that. And because I know more about this reading, I'm going to expound on this. All right, Joshua? So,
sure.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, you go. And it's been that way all the time. I walk through my house and I've been shown the same thing over and over again. So, with great certainty, you will be moving to take that role in the, I don't know how, I'm trying to be kind of broad sweeping here. You will be going to that other. Okay, that other state, and you will be studying. I have a question for you that I've been shown over and over, Joshua, and it's this. Have you felt like you're not good enough to do this?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, because you know more of my story than probably most people would in this in this particular thing.
Well, yes, you're right about that, but this part I don't know, and I don't, no one has, it's been very brief, very broad sweeping.
Sure.
So have you felt as though you're not good enough?
Yes, I think the answer to that is absolutely yes.
You can set that aside.
Other things in my life.
No. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You are very good enough. You're driven by a source. It's almost like, as if you could envision you and I are plowing a field with two huge Percherons, you know, two huge horses pulling a plow. And so, you know, there's a driving force behind you to perform. This choice where you go to this new place, you are going to be embraced and elevated, and you will be a leader coming out of there. And I find it very interesting that we are now in this shift that Elizabeth is talking about, this change and an elevation. So it's a winner choice.
Okay.
Let's see. I did see
Don't
an
elevation.
Yeah. I did see more money. I did see more money coming. So, but you do have like a committee behind you that are going to, I heard, serve that platform. So your family, I was shown over and over again, is taken care of. You are taking care of your family, your wife and new baby are taking care of.
Gotcha.
Are you ready for that elevation? Because I would suggest to you when you get off the phone with Joyce and me that you sit down and write out that prayer, that your territory is wide. It's the prayer of Jabez. You know,
enlarge my tent. Yeah.
Yes. It's a very powerful prayer. I taught that to my children back when they were in elementary school. And we actually took it for a test drive for someone. And that was a very rewarding prayer.
And I have one also that I'd like to give you. It's three lines. Joshua, just repeat after me. I am enough.
I am enough.
There is enough.
There is enough.
I walk enough. I earn enough. I am enough. I am.
I walk enough. I earn enough. I am enough. I am.
That's from Louise Hay.
Oh, yeah. Louise Hay. Oh, Joshua, if you don't know Louise Hay, you might look her up. That just for once in a while, one of her books was written.
I don't know her. I'll have to look her up.
Joyce was best friends Elizabeth Joyce was best friends with Louise Hay in New York, in Manhattan.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha. Long, long time ago.
It was. But I just want to call you Joyce Elizabeth. Elizabeth and Louise were models in New York. And when Elizabeth told me that she knew Louise Hay, that was amazing. I've met other psychics who were friends with Louise Hay and astrologers and tarot readers. And anyway, so back to you, Joshua. It's a win-win on that move. Okay. And it is hard, you know, to pick up and move again. I get it.
Sure.
Well, thank you for calling Let's Find Out, Joshua, and I really appreciate it. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the half hour, and we're going to go into our break and have some messages. We're going to hear a beautiful song by Elaine Silver called Blissfully Abundant. So listen to it, Joshua. Everybody listen to it. Blissfully Abundant. It's so beautiful. It's about love. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, If it's not mainstream, it's on PBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I am blissfully abundant when I gaze into your eyes, and I'm blissfully abundant knowing love that never dies. I am blissfully abundant for the joyous way I feel, and I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am. There's a wishful way of thinking that brings the world to me, and this wishful state of being causes real from fantasy. For the mind that stays wide open to the goodness that it feels says I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am.
Was Elaine Silver singing her original song, Blissfully Abundant. And I love that song. It's a wonderful healing song. And I find that it gives strength to you as you listen to it. I'm on tonight. This is Let's Find Out with Vanessa from Texas, and it is a call-in show. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. We have a little bit more time, so give us a call if you have a question. So, Vanessa, how did you like that?
Oh, I liked it very much. Elaine Silver.
She's good. She's from Florida.
Is she?
So what message do you have for our viewers, or what advice do you have at this time?
The message is your success story is waiting on you. I know that sounds cliche, but it is. And it waits on you, Elizabeth. It waits on me. It waits on everyone. We have to give it permission to come forward. Yeah. And whatever you sense and whatever you see with those, so you're talking about spiritual chakras. I guess I talk about, I'm learning more about that, but I talk about chakras and psychic capacities. Trust what you sense and see. But all too often, and it was like how I grew up as a little kid, astral projecting, looking down at my body from the corners of my bedroom most nights, or the dead walking through my room and telling me who they are and touching me and kissing me and giving me messages. And I was just being the good messenger, just like I am today. I'm just a very good channel.
Actually, that's called a transporter. When a dead body or a dead soul that's leaving the body passes through your room, and they, if they even hug you, which is rare, they are using your energy to go to a higher place.
And well, that's
incredible. It's a transporter. You're a transporter.
It happens here. It happens here too. I get a lot of dead people that walk through the house, and sometimes I can figure out who they might be, and I see them clearly. That's
well, usually
happens.
They've touched your life in some way, or you've met them.
No. A lot of, if I have, it's only because I've watched their transition as a psychic, as a medium.
Okay,
but. Yeah, I wish I could say. Now, I will, maybe when I was a child, like a really, that's quite possible, you know, older people that I don't remember. But my parents were just freaked out and just yelled at me and, you know, threatened me and punished me. And finally, you just kind of.
Well, I was lucky. My grandmother was a shaman and she knew, she understood. So she trained me.
What I meant by
you know them or you've seen them, it could have even just been out shopping. I'll never forget the night Frank Sinatra died, and I had seen him at Radio City Music Hall. And he came right through my body to ascend.
I believe this.
It was incredible. Incredible.
I've had Barbara Bush here when she passed away.
You got that? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I had that.
She's using your energy. What is your spiritual practice, Vanessa?
Well, if I answer your question correctly, what does that mean? Like, I don't understand.
How do you get to your blessed higher self?
Oh, prayer.
Prayer.
And I also command my ego and my personality to get out. I want clarity, and I don't want any skew in any readings.
What Louise Hay taught us was to picture our physical body in front of us and have it just bend over and let the light come through. And the light is what carries the messages.
Okay. That's nice.
I bow to the light. And it made it gentle, and you didn't have to be afraid of the ego. It was just a very natural thing. You just fall over to the right, and you let the light come in over you.
Okay.
I thought that might be helpful. So what's coming in the future for you?
I keep being shown TV shows. Whenever I speak with people, I guess a psychic or a medium, they will tell me the TV show's coming. And you've mentioned the book, and a lot of people have mentioned the book. And so I've written a little bit, but it's I hope to be as good a writer as you someday. How about that?
You should talk to Doug about television, because you can have yourself on television on this station.
I would love that.
Great. You can work it out with them later. So what can we tell our listeners who want to contact you? How are they going to get you?
Oh, come find me at fullsoulreadings.com. That's just full soul.
FullSoulReadings. Full Soul Readings. And there's an S on that, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And I'm on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Vomba11. It's Vomba11. The thing is that there's so many Vanessa Orrs out there. I was really surprised. Mm-hmm. And so I tossed my MBA behind it to delineate me. And I think that helps a little bit.
So Vanessa Orr, MBA.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. We are getting to the end of the show, do you believe it? Because we have to make room for the meditation. What is the one thing, the most important thing, that you want our listeners to take away from your being here tonight?
That you're correct. In other words, if you ever have any doubt about your thoughts, tell it to, you know, cancel it. Cancel all negative thoughts. And if you really want confirmation about who or what you're thinking about, contact a great psychic. And I'm going to say this about you, Elizabeth. You are a very gifted, beautiful psychic with a great heart. And it's my pleasure to have met you this year and to have read your books. And I think it'd be a great idea to contact Elizabeth Joyce or me, Vanessa Orr. But Elizabeth, I can't thank you enough for this opportunity here tonight.
Well, thank you. And I'm sure that many people will listen to the pod and they'll reach out to you.
And I think so.
So there we are. Thank you for being on Let's Find Out. And we're going to go on to our meditation. Everybody get ready. We're going to have Elizabeth Hepburn sing It's a Quiet Thing. You know that's one of my favorite songs. And then we're going to do the COVID healing. I wanted to do the COVID healing because we're at the end of it. And it's time to say goodbye. So let's get into our bodies and say goodbye to COVID. And then, of course, we'll finish with Richard Shulman and Alignment. Thank you for listening. Next week, I'm on with Frank St. James, and we're going to be on for Memorial Day and celebrating our veterans. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Thank you. you planned. It's funny, but the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing, quiet thing. When you hold the world, you hold in the your world, trembling in hands, you'd think you'd hear a it's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in. Oh, happiness.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow, and it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire and the love of the universe, the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As a widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the 5th dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.